Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. I really should clear my throat before I do this. So, I think this is going to be another podcast about reflecting back on my psychedelic experience at the weekend, but actually maybe not so much reflecting back on the experience itself, but what I'm noticing about myself since. So I suppose the first couple of days were spent just kind of in awe of it, really, but also I'm going to say recovering from it, but almost recovering from the disruption of it. You know, a bit like you go out and get pissed at the weekend and it takes you a few days to to sort of get back to, I suppose, some sense of normality. But in this case, you know, there was no negative physical effects, apart from feeling a bit tired the next day. And then I had a couple of really good nights' sleep. But it's more about how I feel right now. I've spoken before about my mornings, you know, a couple of hours of being in a fog. And that fog is, for me anyway, akin to depression. Now, I've had depression in the past. You know, I had a spell of it for about a year, which was quite a significant one, which did actually change the course of my life in many ways. So I sort of compare it to that. It's a sort of milder version. And after, you know, an hour or two, I'd come through that. But this morning I've woken up, same kind of feeling, not so intense. Probably lasted about half an hour. So this is not really akin to depression. It's more akin to, I'm just waking up. And I'm now finding myself, I suppose, less weirdly, whilst I'm very focused on what's going on inside of me, it feels less introspective than I have been for quite some time. And I think I've needed that time of introspection, but the experience at the weekend has just sort of opened up my thinking to the wider context of life. I feel more motivated to do the things that I don't normally want to do. You know, it's nothing major, but the household chores that I don't want to do, the ones I don't enjoy, which is all of them, by the way. But I've noticed myself just getting on and doing things and enjoying them more for what they are. I had a lovely time washing up this morning. You know, just the coffee cups and my coffee maker and stuff. And just very much more peaceful. So the feeling of wonder about my experience on Saturday has subsided. And that pertains just to the experience itself. I still have some wonder. I still think it was amazing. But I'm a distance away from that now. But now I am in wonder of the impact it's having ongoing. So I guess this is the integration. And I suppose any experience in life, whether it be, I suppose, positive or negative at the time, you know, we have a good experience or a bad experience or something in between, and that passes. We calm down either way, but it leaves something behind. I did post my podcast from yesterday this morning, and someone made a comment about having put a lot of work into this kind of stuff, and I've put a lot of work into this kind of stuff, and it has made a difference to me. It's made a difference to how I feel about myself, how I live my life. But there was something not quite true to me about it. You know, it was like I'd made the changes, but I didn't really quite believe it. And all the stuff I've done, I've had some great experiences. But there was something missing. And it does feel to me at the moment like that thing is not missing anymore. You know, that everything I've done so far has now been integrated. So, you know, I've had some traumatic experiences in my life. You know, my grandfather dying is the one I often reference. And whilst I've dealt with that to a large extent, there was still something left behind. And now there doesn't seem to be. And I suppose it's interesting, this has coincided with my, with Auntie Dre dying. I've had the honour, actually, of being part of her, you know, decline in health and her death, and organising her funeral, which isn't a big job, really. But it's something I've done for the most part on my own. We had the funeral celebrant round yesterday to talk to myself and my mum, just to have a chat about Sylve, you know, so she can write a eulogy and do that. But I don't know, I keep saying I don't know. I do know. There's a shift in me, and it's really about, I suppose, believing the things that I've learnt about myself, the positive things and the negative things, actually, but the things I've learnt about myself. And there's an acceptance. So it feels like a lot of that trauma has, we've sort of closed off a chapter there, you know. I'm now finding myself walking in a different bit of the park. I tend to keep to a place because it's only 5 minutes, although this is now seven, so my podcasts are longer. I felt I'd limited myself with the length of the podcast. So I was trying to rush to get something in to 5 minutes, and now I'm just wandering about. It's a part of the park where there are big trees around me, a piece of grass and big trees. So yeah, I just feel more connected to myself, more connected to nature, a bit more connected to other people. But I think that's something that we can do with being a bit mindful about. You don't want to be connected to everybody. Some of those people are dicks. You know, so, you know, be careful who you choose to hang out with. But I don't know, I think maybe that is just where I'm at today, and that's all I'm going to say. Let me just check in with that. Am I going to say any more? No, I don't think I am. Apart from, actually, my psychedelic experience at the weekend was taking a substance that is growing naturally all around us. I think probably all over the UK, certain parts of it more so than others. Yet, it is a highly illegal substance to be in possession of. Prison sentence stuff. Yet at the same time, there are more pushes to do scientific trials. Psilocybin we're talking about, which isn't actually a psychoactive substance. I think it's a substance that our body is able to convert into something else. I did read about it last night. And there's a big question about why. Why is that? It's lumped in with a lot of these other manufactured substances, some of which I've experienced, and I've had, I don't know, similar experiences. MDMA is one, but actually, do you really know that you're taking MDMA? I've had a few experiences out of all my experiences of that, and I think, yeah, that was, because it was a very different experience. But actually, that was back in my clubbing days. So you take those substances and you give your body a really hard time. Dancing, sweating, probably getting a bit dehydrated, staying up all night. So in general, you feel awful afterwards. So it sort of maybe takes away some of the positives that you might get from those experiences otherwise. Oh, I've said a lot after saying I wasn't going to say any more. So I'm actually going to stop there. Longest dose of Dave ever, over 10 minutes. And I will see you, speak to you, catch up with you tomorrow. I love you all. Actually, not all of you. Some of you are dicks. But actually, if you're listening to this, I reckon you're not. So I will catch you soon. Bye.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do. Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends if you have any about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.